Known as Afghanistan's cultural capital, nothing symbolizes the country's rich heritage more than the western city of Herat, and at its heart, the Grand Mosque. Its exquisite tiling is preserved by the ongoing efforts of its own workshop of craftsmen. But they maintain a world-class wonder that, like the country's other historical treasures, is largely unknown to the outside world because of decades of conflict.
There are so many historical places of beauty that are untouched. The country is only known for war. Its culture and heritage are not recognized.
But the improving security situation offers the tantalizing future prospect of tourists once more. For now, Herat's oldest monument, its citadel fortress, gets few visitors.
Am I the first tourist today?
Outnumbered by guards and guns many times over. It was restored recently by the previous government. But the world-famous minarets nearby, especially those leaning precariously, are badly in need of help. Of more immediate concern to experts such as Hamayoun Ahmadi is the plight of the so-called Minaret of Jam in a remote neighboring province that he has just visited. Until recently inaccessible and now neglected because of the conflict, it's been badly damaged by flooding.
Every year when it floods, the waters are going above the foundation brickwork. If no one takes care of it, we will witness the destruction of this minaret and nothing will be left.
For the Taliban government, it's not just a question of having the resources to save historical sites, but also whether it has the will, given its track record on preserving Afghanistan's heritage. The destruction of the Bamiyan Buddhas in 2001 came to represent for many the Taliban's intolerance of other people's beliefs, although there's a growing sense this time is different.
The emirate now has more experience and knows the value of heritage, that it's not just about religion, so it's totally different this time.
Just as the international community is holding the Taliban to account for its future actions in so many aspects of government, add to that list how it preserves the past. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Kabul.